May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Marriage is about union as the bride of Christ. I'm in union with him, and I'm to love him as his bride. And his union, when union with him, he's my very life, and so I'm to surrender to him as his body, so he can live his life through me. Love him with all of my heart as his bride. Let him live his life through me. Let him live through me with all of his might as his body, in absolute surrender. That's my calling. And if I do those two things, then I've fulfilled my destiny. My worth and value is in that. Nothing else. And the assignment part is up to him. But Bracken read those verses because when Jesus showed up in the synagogue after he'd been baptized and after he'd gone through the temptation, he reads the most prominent Old Testament prophecy concerning the coming of the Messiah. It's from Isaiah 61. Let me just read to you Isaiah 61, then I read again that place in Luke. But this is the prophecy in Isaiah 61 about the Messiah when he comes. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he's anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. And the vengeance, of course, is on Satan, on the enemy. Let me just read to you again the Luke passage that Bracken read. Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, the place in Isaiah said to the afflicted, good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to proclaim the release to captives, recover your sight to the blind, to free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And then he put the book down and said, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And when he says that, they're like pumped. They're not really sure what he's saying. And they get excited. The gracious words that are coming out of his lips, they're really happy about that. And then he begins to confront them about some stuff. And, of course, he does what he does, makes them mad. Just when he starts to get popular, just when the church starts to grow, he says stuff to offend them, and they all get mad and want to kill him. But it's significant that Jesus said to them, what you've been waiting to see happen has now happened, because I'm here. And what Jesus was proclaiming was not his calling. If you remember his calling, you know, if you see it laced throughout the scriptures, particularly the Gospel of John, is Jesus has lived out before people this love relationship with his Father. Because the Father loves me, he shows me what he's doing, all these things, Jesus' desire to please him in every way. But that John 1:18 passage where it says, no man has seen God at any time, but Jesus has revealed him. So Jesus' calling was to model before people this intimate love relationship between God and man, and that man was created to reveal was to carry God's image and reveal his likeness. And Jesus said, the Father lives his life through me. And it all flowed out of this, he's in the Father's in him, mutual indwelling union thing. And so out of this union relationship, there was this love between man and God being modeled in front of us, and this model of surrendered, Jesus became the body of the Father. The Father did his works through him. But that wasn't his assignment. Luke 4 simply described the assignment. The assignment was one that came to impacted people to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus, it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The point being is, my spiritual father used to say, one of his favorite things to say is that Christianity is very simple. It's simply this. The life that he lived then, you see it in pages of scripture, the life that he lived then, lived now, by him, in and through us. It should look the same. It has the same calling, and it carries the same assignment.
Nothing's changed. And here's one of the things I've learned over the years is that God has a way of meeting our expectations. And if our expectations are low, that we think Christianity is just Him going with us to do what we do, and just so we can get a paycheck, so we can just show up, we can just hang out, we can whatever, then that's what we're going to see. But if we really have an expectation that my calling is to love Him with all my heart, to let Him live His life in me and through me, therefore I should have an expectation of that life experience on a personal level, but I should also expect the same assignment. He's the same. That scripture has been fulfilled and still is. Jesus is still here. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. His assignment hasn't changed. And therefore, whenever you and I walk out the door, we should expect and look for opportunities for Jesus to do all these things He said He came to do, that He still wants to do. In Luke chapter 4, the only difference, there's only one difference. He now has a different body through which to do it. For 33 and a half years, He had a borrowed body from the borrowed womb of a virgin girl, and now He has what He declares and calls the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. Therefore, we should assume the same assignment. But we have to look for it. We're not looking for it. Jesus was always looking to do those things the Father was doing and to say those things the Father was saying. But what I've discovered is that we don't slow down enough on the inside to pay attention to that, so that we can actually participate and cooperate with that. We're too busy running around just doing our routine. And so I think His routine's more fun. Amen. The story He tells is a lot more exciting. As fun as it is to go out to the Mexican restaurant with your family, He has things even more fun than that. He wants to do, like, heal the sick or whatever. But here's the cool thing, is that even if you're in a situation where you can't do anything, your calling hasn't changed to love Him, to live His life through you. And if it's in an environment where you're, for whatever reason, can't, you're chained to because of some physical condition or whatever, the assignment hasn't changed. He'll bring you in contact with people. And if you'll take care of the calling, the assignment will take care of itself only if you understand the assignment. You can take care of the calling and yet never walk out the assignment because we forget that's part of the deal. It's not my story. I don't get to determine the assignment. It's His assignment. He doesn't live inside your body so that you can tell your story and you can have another assignment. That's why He said, the things that I do, you guys, He said, oh, you're going to do even greater. Because my body's going to be everywhere. You know, it's kind of like, is it a spider? Sometimes you'll kill a spider that's pregnant, and you'll like smash the spider, and then a gazillion little spiders run everywhere. That's like the cross. Like they smashed Him, destroyed His body, and then His bodies of Christ just went everywhere all over the world. That's who we are. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.